Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a community where decisions are not taken by secret ballot but by the echo of a clan's collective voice, reverberating through generations. Now picture the state trying to replace that ancient chorus with a modern poll box. That clash is unfolding in the Nicobar Islands today. First, let us understand why this story has surged into the news. The Nicobarese tribal councils have lodged a formal objection to the Andaman and Nicobar Islands Tribal Councils, Electoral Rolls and Conduct of Elections, Rules 2026, a set of regulations that were notified in May 2026 and carry an objection deadline of 15 June 2026. These rules prescribe that tribal council elections be held every 5 years, yet they completely overlook the traditional Tuhet system, the clan or joint family consensus form of governance that has been the backbone of Nicobarese society for centuries. The dispute, therefore, pits a statutory, ballot-based template of local democracy against a customary system of indigenous self-rule, raising the fundamental question: which form of legitimacy should govern a scheduled tribe? Now, who are the Nicobarese? They are the largest indigenous community of the Nicobar group of islands and are recognized as a scheduled tribe. The Andaman and Nicobar Islands themselves are a union territory, administered directly by the center through a lieutenant governor. Unlike the particularly vulnerable tribal groups of the Andaman archipelago, the Nicobarese have historically engaged with the wider economy while retaining a distinctive social structure built around the Tuhet. What exactly is the Tuhet system? A Tuhet is essentially a Nicobarese joint family or clan that holds property in common and governs itself by consensus rather than by individual voting. Captains of Tuhets, and above them village and tribal captains, take decisions collectively. Authority flows from kinship, custom and consensus, not from a periodic individual ballot. This system survived colonial rule and was reinforced after the 2004 tsunami, when tribal councils coordinated relief and rehabilitation with remarkable efficiency. Turning now to what the new rules actually do, the Rules 2026 introduce electoral rolls and prescribe elections every 5 years for the tribal councils. The seven tribal councils argue that this framework was drafted without consulting them, that it imposes an alien individual Bolo model on a consensus-based society, and that it would erode the Tuhet structure that anchors Nicobarese social and economic life. It is worth pausing here to note the constitutional and legal context. Tribal self-governance in India is protected through several instruments. The 5th and 6th schedules deal with the administration of scheduled areas and tribal areas, although they apply to specified states. The provisions of the Panchayats, Extension to Scheduled Areas, Act, 1996, commonly called PESA, recognizes the Gram Sabha and customary practices in scheduled areas. The spirit running through these provisions is that tribal communities should govern according to their own customs and be consulted on matters affecting them. The Nicobarese objection rests squarely on this principle of prior consultation and respect for customary law. Now let us analyze the clash. On one side we have the statutory model, which values uniformity, individual franchise and periodicity of elections. On the other side, we have the customary model, which values consensus, kinship, and continuity. Imposing the former without consultation risks hollowing out the very institution it claims to democratize. Moreover, there is a practical risk: an externally designed electoral process may fracture clan consensus, introduce factional contests where none existed, and weaken the council's proven capacity to act collectively, as they demonstrated after the tsunami. What could be the way forward? The administration should treat the objection deadline not as a procedural formality, but as the start of a genuine dialogue. Any electoral framework ought to be co-designed with the seven tribal councils, allowing customary consensus selection to coexist with, or be recognized by the statute. A hybrid model that gives legal recognition to two-head-based representation, while ensuring inclusion and accountability, would honor both indigenous self-governance and the rule of law. Free, prior and informed consultation should become the default for any rule affecting a scheduled tribe. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For General Studies Paper 1, this case illustrates the social structure of an indigenous community and the tension between modernization and tradition. For General Studies Paper 2, it links directly to tribal rights, mechanisms of self-governance, the principle of consultation, and the administration of union territories. Examiners may ask you to discuss how customary law can be reconciled with statutory democracy, or how the consultation principle applies to scheduled tribes. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Nicobarese are the largest indigenous group of the Nicobar Islands and are a scheduled tribe. Their traditional governance unit, the Tuhet, is a clan or joint family that governs by consensus, not by individual ballot. The Andaman and Nicobar Islands Tribal Councils, Electoral Rolls and Conduct of Elections, Rules 2026 were notified in May 2026. The objection deadline for these rules is 15 June 2026. The core grievance is that five-yearly polls are being imposed without consulting the seven tribal councils. Finally, the Andaman and Nicobar Islands constitute a union territory administered by a lieutenant governor. In sum, the Nicobarese Tuhet question is more than a local administrative issue, it is a litmus test for how India balances constitutional guarantees of tribal self-rule with the drive for uniform democratic processes. The outcome will shape not only the future of Nicobarese self-governance but also set a precedent for how the nation respects and integrates indigenous customary law within its democratic framework.